Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Blessed Martin de Porres, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we're still, of course, in the octave of all the saints. And just as star differs from star, the scripture tells us, so saint differs from saint. And just as in a garden, you get a variety of flowers that God has created, and each one has its own beauty. And if they all look the same, it wouldn't be such a beautiful garden. But because of variety, everything becomes much more beautiful. And that's the wonderful thing about all of creation, all of the variety, which adds interest to it and adds beauty and all of the rest. And so it is in the life of the saint. If we were all the same and God intended all of us to be exactly the same in the way of holiness and personality and everything else, well then, what a boring thing it would be. But no, just as God created such beautiful variety in nature, so he does in the supernatural world of grace as well. And today we have one of those, well, he's not a saint. He was canonized under the antipope John the 23rd, so we do not accept his canonization, but he is a beatified, he's a blessed Martin de Porres. And he was an illegitimate child. His parents never got married. And when a sister entered into the picture too, the father completely abandoned the whole family, just ran out on them. And Blessed Martin de Porres was half Spanish and half African. And so you can imagine the comments that would be made against him. He could have become a very bitter man because of all of that, but he cooperated so well with grace that at one point his mother sent him away to a certain school, and in the school he learned how to cut hair and to do certain medical things. And by the age of 15, he decided he wanted to enter into religious life, into the Dominican order, but he didn't find himself worthy enough to become anything more than a lay brother. And so that's exactly what he did. He was known even then for his great piety. He would spend many, many hours in prayer, and he was known for many miracles. He would, part of his duty was to take care of the sick. And oftentimes, the sick people would report that he would walk through the closed, through locked doors to visit them. He would bilocate, and even though he never, people could vouch for the fact that he never left a certain place in the monastery, people all the way over in Africa would see him. He would bilocate in that way. He would, whenever he prayed, the room would be filled with light, and he would oftentimes be lifted up high into the air in ecstasy, something like St. Joseph of Cupertino. But this isn't what made him a saint. You see, this man is depicted, if you've ever seen him, he's a black man, a young black man, in the Dominican habit of black and white, and usually surrounded with animals, with a broom in his hand. See, it wasn't the miracles that made him a saint. It was the broom. That was what he wanted. That is how he devoted himself to the monastery. It was by menial tasks. The cooking, the cleaning, the laundry, and all of the rest. And well, he was once asked by one of the monks, wouldn't you rather be working in a palace or somewhere like that, surrounded with all of this luxury and everything else, rather than being here working for us? And he quoted scripture, and I'll paraphrase it here. He said, I would rather be someone who's persecuted, looked down upon in the house of the Lord than to be in the house of kings. And so he was. He stayed in the monastery and did the cooking and cleaning. And he was picked on too. Some of the monks for whom he cooked would oftentimes hide the pot holders on him. Well, he learned very quickly, I think it was some sort of a miracle though, he would have no need of pot holders. He learned to pick up all the hot pots and pans right off the stove without any covers. So I guess he taught those monks. They never did that again, I'm sure. But then cleaning as well. He had to oftentimes clean the kitchen, and that became a problem too. There was among the monks, they all decided, because they had an infestation of mice and rats and everything else, and they got into the linen closet, the linens which were used for the sick people. Well, all of the other monks had decided, we're going to put out poison for the mice, just like we would if they got into our house. Well, Blessed Martin de Porres wouldn't have any part of that. He loved animals very much. He was something like a St. Francis of Assisi. And so he said, he resolved that he would not kill any of the mice. One day in the kitchen, he caught a mouse. And in his biography, it says that he actually spoke to the mouse as he held it in his hands. And he said, well, mouse, he said, you and your brothers are causing us all sorts of mischief here. Why are you tearing apart the clothing used for our sick and everything? And he said, I'll make a deal with you. You keep out of the kitchen and out of the linen closet and go to the far end of the garden outside. And every day I will feed you. And so they said that must have been quite a humorous scene. They said it was actually like a little procession. So Blessed Martin de Porres walked out of the monastery and walked out into the garden and showed them where their new house would be. And all of the mice came out of the monastery following him right in his footprints. And he kept his end of the deal, and the mice kept their end of the bargain as well. So they got they got fed every day by this wonderful saint. So you see, though, he's an interesting saint. There's so many more stories to tell about him, but not enough time to do so tonight. But the thing to remember about him, too, is Blessed Martin and the broom. We don't need to do great works to become saints. It's all about brooms and dustpans and pots and pans and pot holders. It's all the little things in life that we have to do, all of our commonplace duties. That's what makes us saints. It's nothing else. It's not, just give up the idea of trying to do great things or looking for great things to happen in your life that you can do it. No, God generally will just give you small things to do, but you have to be faithful in doing them. Offer them all that you do in union with our Lord's actions while he was on earth, and offer them to his heavenly Father, all for love of God, and do them faithfully and patiently and with the idea of gaining an eternal reward. That's how saints are made, with brooms and pots and pans and dustpans. Remember that lesson from Blessed Martin and pray to him today that one day you may be honored on the Feast of All Saints Day along with him and all the other saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.